Michael Westwood.
This is Adam Virgo.
This is John Curtis.
Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Steve Walters. How you doing this evening, Steve?
Thank you very much for inviting me on the show. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Steve is a former crew midfielder who is one of the footballers that came out and spoke about the sexual abuse he was subjected to as a youth player. And he went on to set up the Offside Trust. So for those who didn't hear my interview with Chris Unsworth, can you quickly just take us through what the Trust is and what's the aims?
Yeah, basically the Offside Trust has been set up by four survivors, by survivors basically. So
yeah.
Our ultimate aim really is to safeguard children, especially within football, and eventually, you know, protect them within sport really. That's our ultimate aim.
And so the plan is to create a support network for players who have been abused as well.
Yeah, that's right. We've had over 100 individuals, several in different sports, you know, primarily football, victims that have, and to the Offside Trust, and you know, we've been the first port of call.
Yeah.
Mostly trust what's out there at the moment, and you know the obviously because we've shared our stories, they've come to us, and we've been the first kind of port of call. You know, that's the hardest decision of your life.
Yeah.
Telling that first person, that first disclosure, and you know, we've been there to help them, and obviously, you know, we've been through that, so it's therapy for us as well, and obviously we point them in the right direction. And
so it's the big website launch tomorrow. So what will the site offer?
Basically, it tells the story so far, our aims, our objectives, all the support, short-term goals, long-term goals. It's got videos of myself and Chris. Also, it's just explaining what avenues people can explore when they find the bravery to come forward.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, I've been very impressed from what I've seen. It's taken a while for it to kind of come together, but you know, we're delighted it's finally got to the end. It's going to come out tomorrow, so looking forward to it really.
Yeah, so there'll be, so you'll have information about safeguards for both players and coaches, I guess.
Yes, it's gonna have all that. It's still early days. We're looking to develop, you know, different ideas, you know, different methods. But our prime up and targets are to obviously improve safeguarding and be that first port of call for any victims that are out there, or any relations of victims who are out there, because it's just as difficult for them as well.
In our first interview with Chris Unsworth, we discussed the reaction of clubs and modern day players. Have they become more supporters as time gone on?
I'd say slightly.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, I think the message is getting out there. Once our website's out, you know, we're more viable in as the trust now. People are going to kind of recognise what we're out there to do. And for example, on Saturday, you know, we're all going to Wolverhampton Wanderers. We've been fantastic, you know, playing there against Blackburn.
Yeah,
they've, you know, gone their way to, you know, support us. And obviously, eventually, you know, we'd like and we'd expect the support of all 92 league clubs. Eventually, you know, that's the least they can do, really.
Yeah, so looking forward, I saw you tweeted out that you're planning a charity match this summer to raise awareness about keeping kids safe. Is there an update on that? Or?
We're open to have it in the summer sometime. It's going to be a game for the Offside Trust. The response from the public, and you know, I've had actors from TV, you know, the interest has been absolutely fantastic, and we just hope we can raise the profile of the Offside Trust, and you know, just start the ball rolling really, as you know, to kind of kickstart our profile as the Offside Trust.
I saw a couple of former players have asked if they could be involved. So do you know whereabouts it'll be?
It's definitely going to be in the northwest.
Yeah.
I can't disclose any information at the moment.
Okay.
Hopefully next week, we're hoping. People who are looking into it at the moment, you know,
I've read recently that Everton are backing a pioneering See It, Report It campaign to get rid of internet and child sexual images in the scene.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any other schemes that other clubs have done that you find interesting?
We've actually been to Everton. A flagship community side. They've got the best safeguarding. I think they've got the most staff of anybody in the whole of the Premiership. The work they do is outstanding. So that is the sort of club we want to kind of emulate and maybe, hopefully try and work alongside. But I know there's certain other clubs, doing sort of the different schemes and initiatives, and every young child, every football club's got an obligation to try these sort of schemes that Everton are doing now. So, hats off to them. There's some more clubs can kind of follow, really.
We've had a couple of listeners' questions sent in. Daniel Thomason asks him, how is the general psychological support for players these days compared to what it was in the late 80s, early 90s?
In the 80s and 90s, there was nothing at all.
No.
No help psychologically. You were kind of left to your own, to find your kind of own way in life, your own way in your football career. But obviously now, from especially in the Premiership and Championship, the help and guidance these footballers get now, they're very lucky. And obviously that's the way forward, really.
David Edwards asks, what signs should coaches, clubs and parents look out for when a player is being abused? Could be being abused.
Yes, well, it's mood swings. It's just, obviously since all this come out in November.
Yeah.
The training amongst the staff and all the football clubs, they've got obligations to make sure that people are vetted at all times. People always got the utmost vigilance at all times, because you just don't know. But obviously, for signs of an individual, it can be very difficult, because a lot of these victims, when you're a teenager, you're going through adolescence, puberty. There's a lot to go through, and the signs normally maybe it's coming on with loads of expensive designer's gear, football kit, and they kind of groom you. So you just got to be very, very careful and just keep your eyes out, to be honest.
All right, so before we finish, do you want to plug any social media for the Offside
Trust? If anybody is out there and, they know somebody or they got inklings that anybody has suffered, not just within football but within any sport, just get into contact with the Offside Trust. The Offside Trust is on Twitter, we're on Facebook. And if you go onto the link on Twitter and Facebook tomorrow, there's the email address and a telephone number and all the information that anybody needs to come forward, and we will support you 110% all the way.
Yeah, and the links will be in the description below this article.
And
what will be the address? So I've really enjoyed speaking today, and good luck with the Trust in the future. I'd love to have you on again.
Yeah, I'd love to, Chris. Okay, thank you very much. You take care.
Okay, thank you.